I'm genuinely thrilled to dive into today's topic, because August 1st is shaping up to be a major day for crypto. We're looking at roughly $77.07 million in tokens unlocking, bringing fresh circulating supply from three infrastructure-focused projects: BEAT, EIGEN, and Zeta.
It's definitely a day to keep on your calendar. While token unlocks are a completely standard mechanism in blockchain economics, the timing and sheer scale of an event like this can absolutely trigger short-term volatility.
That's a great point. A lot of folks wonder how much this will actually move the needle, right? The truth is, the real market impact has less to do with the unlock itself, and more to do with prevailing liquidity, project fundamentals, and the broader macroeconomic climate.
Exactly. To break it down simply, token unlocks occur when previously restricted tokens allocated to teams, early investors, advisors, and ecosystem funds are released according to predetermined vesting schedules. Large unlocks can create temporary selling pressure as early backers look to realize profits.
But here's the really important part. Price reactions aren't predetermined. It all really hinges on whether there's enough sustained buying demand to absorb that new supply.
Let's zoom in on the August 1 event and these three distinct assets. First up is BEAT from Audiera, where 21.25 million tokens will enter circulation. Audiera operates in AI-driven audio authentication and deepfake detection.
And BEAT's price recently surged 32.1% over just 7 days. That naturally raises the key question. Will organic demand comfortably absorb this unlock, or are we going to see a short-term pullback?
Moving on, we have EIGEN from Eigen Layer. This is a leading restaking protocol that allows Ethereum validators to reuse staked assets to secure additional decentralized networks. EIGEN's price action typically correlates with broader Layer 1 and Layer 2 market trends as they expand ecosystem partnerships and developer activity.
And finally, there's Zeta from Zeta Chain. This one powers an omnichain platform designed to unify smart contract execution across multiple blockchains. For Zeta, long-term value is going to be tightly linked to developer adoption and cross-chain utility rather than short-term supply fluctuations.
So how should we actually approach this? Navigating unlock events requires a disciplined, data-driven approach. First, monitor on-chain data closely. Track wallet movements, exchange deposits, and liquidity pool changes in the days leading up to the unlock.
That's so smart. Sudden transfers to centralized exchanges often signal impending selling pressure. You also want to review the tokenomics schedules carefully to determine what percentage of the total supply is unlocking and whether additional releases are scheduled nearby.
Exactly. Isolated unlocks are generally less risky than clustered back-to-back releases. From a portfolio management standpoint, consider your position sizing. You might want to take partial profits ahead of the event or scale into positions gradually to mitigate timing risk and exposure.
And don't forget to assess the project fundamentals. Tokens backed by active development teams, growing user bases, and clear revenue models typically weather unlock volatility much more effectively than purely speculative assets.
Ultimately, token unlocks do not automatically cause price crashes or rallies. Market reactions will be heavily influenced by macroeconomic data, regulatory developments, and Bitcoin and Ethereum price action, which set the overall risk appetite for altcoins.
So by tracking real-time on-chain analytics, focusing on actual project utility, and maintaining strict risk management, investors can navigate these supply expansions strategically.
And that brings us to the bottom line. In cryptocurrency markets, preparation consistently outperforms reaction. Stay informed, stay disciplined, and we'll catch you on the next episode.